Once I fix that. Yeah, once I fix that, it should be good to go. It might be because it might have triggered because of the MOBO change and stuff, because I swapped over to a black version of what Janana got, the H1.
Did you record it?
No, I didn't record it because I had no shirt on, because per request. I mean, I had a tank top on, but...
Okay, so then what's the excuse?
I'm not trying to, like, bury Henry Cavill. That's the problem. That's why I had to make sure he...
Bury Cavill.
Yeah, I'm not trying to bury Cavill, so...
Barry Cavill, tell him.
I don't even know what that. What do you mean?
Go ahead.
I changed the mobile with it, so I had to do some driver updates and stuff.
What'd you do with the old stuff?
It's in the other room. That the other build just needs a CPU and a GPU and just a new computer. So I'm like, I at this point I'm either just gonna donate it or see if someone wants to get like buy it. I have like 3 fucking computer cases there filled with parts. Some of them are just like a part or two away from being a complete system. And I'm like, well, I'm not using it. And I'm not going to make another server because I already have my server running.
I mean, look, you already have. So if you get those parts, you now have another room or another computer in that room so that I could use that PC while you and Janana on your PCs. And then you have a mic because I left it there.
Yes.
And you have a stand because I left it there. So there's a whole other setup in that room.
That's true. I just have to set it up. I gotta check the other. Actually, no, because this was my only AMD rig. The rest are Intel. I have to get a. Like I mentioned, a CPU and a. Actually, just a CPU, because I think I have my 1070 still in the closet. It's 1070. I have some sort of GeForce thing. I don't know what it is, but never mind. I just needed some sort of CPU, and it should be good to go. And I can just get a cheap BMD for the black market. I forgot how nice and comfortable these Sennheisers are. They're a little tight down here. Like, you can feel like it trying to do it there, but the cushions are real nice. You should
be able to extend it, right?
Well, it's just how it's made, because I think this plastic's super rigid. So down here, it's just squeezing like it's supposed to, because they're like...
That's what I was going to say. Maybe if you can adjust here, move it down a little bit, and then the squeeze might feel a little better.
It might, but every time I open it, this starts to waddle, like... I like it as secure as possible, so I'm not complaining it's bad. It's just if I can feel it more down here, not up here. The rest of the thing feels fine. If I open that, then this gets loose, and then by the end of my gaming session, I'm like fucking Cyclops doing this. And I just like to have the friction there. But the... Go ahead.
When I tilt my camera, that's what you saw me reach for.
Yeah.
But for some reason, sometimes I guess the weight of me leaning a little forward can sometimes make the whole thing go in front flip.
Oh my god.
Right. You recording?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just in case it's content.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
That's not how I wanted to hold on. Actually, how's that?
That's fine. Okay. I mean, it was fine both ways. You were centered before, now it's you're a little off center, but that's fine. Well, I'll fix it in post.
Because it's my center? My chill?
Yeah, you're chill.
Okay.
Yeah, you're chill there. Anyway. What were we talking about? What was wrong with my audio? That's what was wrong with my audio, Randall. I don't know. I'll figure it out. I think the Wave XR thing's working fine. It's just from that little receiver to my headphones, it's just busted. I don't know what it is yet, but I'll figure it out. Might be a driver issue. Maybe I have to reinstall drivers. I don't know. Welcome to PC gaming, right? Anywho, what was I gonna mention? I don't know if I intro the show or whatever, but we was late, so who cares, right? We just hit him with the music right off bat. What was I gonna mention? Oh, just I guess it's not out yet, but for teaser for next week, Brian got some new hotness coming out and good first track on there. Just give the teasers going.
Okay, by the time they hear this, it's out.
That's true. It's this Wednesday. I thought today was like Thursday or something, dude. You're right.
No, you're tweaking, family.
I'm tweaking right now. What was I going to mention? Yeah, so it'll be out. Go listen to it. It's awesome. And that is Brian. And I wink at the camera. That's Brian on the vocals. And when he goes full European.
I mean, anybody who knows me knows that there's a 90% chance that could be me. And a bit believably me.
Yeah. So I'm not doubting it. No, I'm not. I think I already tried. But that's just... my opinion, right? I did a lot of gaming this past week, so I got some stuff to say here first. I guess what before I unload and rant for seven games that I've gone through, I guess not seven games, just like two. Yeah, it's just two. What the hell am I talking about? I just delve deep into Gunbrella. That's the best part.
They say it like that?
Yes. Like, the you know how, like, Resident Evil, like, you have to hit start and it goes Resident Evil. Well, the Gunbrella comes up, opens up, and then Gunbrella comes up, and then there's a guy in the background goes, Gunbrella.
Night tells me.
Yeah, it's really good. But I'm going to jump right in because I just finished. I'm going to 100% the achievement because it's doable. Like, it's just beat the game a certain way, make sure you do some side quests and stuff like that. So, yeah, Gunbrella, I highly fucking recommend. Like, it's lit. Year. I think it might be, it might hit my Fave 5 because it's the charming pixel graphics. The movement with the umbrella is sick. Like, you can dash forward with the umbrella to dodge. You can even hold it as a parry for any projectiles. You can dash upward. You can dash like almost any direction, like omnidirection. The sick part is if you're like on an edge or something, you can like dash forward with the umbrella and then like an upward angle. Once you go to the maximum and you keep holding the dash button, he'll open it up. And then now he's floating down like he's parasol from Kirby and stuff. So you can use that to like get around for a lot of platforming stuff. It is. And you can shoot from up there too. Like, you can just quickly let the umbrella go, fire your thing, your weapon, and then go back into like floating and stuff. It just feels great. The combat feels pretty cool. But it's like a small game. Like, there's a few different types of enemies. The boss battles were pretty alright. One of them, like, I think there was like one annoying boss, but then the rest were really fun. To just fly around with parasol mans. You'll like it, Brian, because you have infinite ammo of your base weapon, and your base weapon is shotgun shells. It's like a 3-shot shotgun, then you get like rifle ammo. I don't want to spoil it, but a bunch of different ammo types as you keep going. Characters are dope. The world's weird. Like, it's the good. That's like, you're not the only person that has like the Gunbrella shit. Like, it's put like parasol guards or something. Like, it's a group of like police people that are enforcing stuff, and they all have like their guns. The story is like you're playing some dude who's went out to go grab some like mushrooms and stuff for your family, and you come back and your wife's fucking dead, and you're like, what?
So you pick Max Payne.
Yeah. So you pick up the Gunbrella and go hunting to see who did it. Because the person who killed him left the umbrella there. The Gunbrella, I guess. I don't want to spoil it. You keep it moving. There's two different endings, and I'm working on the second one now.
Story's good, or is it just enough for an intro and then it's all about gameplay?
A little of both, because you find side characters, you're like, oh, okay. And your side missions that you have decisions, and it'll lock you out of the other one. Like, for example, I guess, so it doesn't spoil it. Like, you get to a point where you have to go inside a community or something, right? A fenced off community, and the guy that's like at the gate is like, man, I'm not gonna let you in here, whatever. But he mentions like he lost a bag of marbles somewhere. So when you come back with it, he'll let you in and be like, hey, don't let anybody know that I let you in. Then you get to a point where someone's like, hey, you, what are you doing? And then they ask you,
like, he let me.
Yeah, you can either pick that person let me and you get an achievement for snitch, or you can be like, oh, I just snuck in. And then if you follow that, you get a different achievement, and it'll lock you out of stuff. And then different, and you might get different upgrades depending on what you chose. There's another side quest as well where a lot of the side quest stuff are missable if you're just beelining it, so you have to like make sure you explore all the areas. So there's one where, I don't know if I'll spoil it, but, well, it's not really spoiled because it's near the beginning side quest. You're asked by a girl named Scarlet to go find Goldenrod, which is another, I guess it might have been partners or whatever. Some lady. Oh. Yeah, it's a lady named Goldenrod. You rescue her and she gets killed immediately by Wraith. Like a flying enemy. I don't know if it's a demon or not. It's just called a Wraith. So you go tell her.
Pulled up in.
Yeah, in a Wraith? Yeah, that's what happened. It has eyes. So I'm like, oh, that's Brian. He just pulled up and just shot up Goldenrod. Right? But then if you don't do that, I don't think you start the quest for her, which is, hey, man, I tried to save Goldenrod. She died, right? And she's like, what? How? And then you tell her about the Wraith, and she's like, what? That doesn't make any sense, because it's like possessed demon stuff. No one's seen that before, right? So they're like, you're lying. And then there's a time skip in the story, right? So you get even older, and then now the character's moved on for a bit. I forgot how many years is it. but time skips happens in the story. Sure, let's go with 7. And then you'll run into her, Scarlet, again, and she's like just badass killer now, hunting wraiths, because, well, and you help her take care of the wraiths that are in the area and stuff, and then she'll give you some as well. It's really dope. It's stuff like that. Not like, no, I don't think it's like that. It's just you help her out. There's, because remember, your love interest was your wife, and she was shot down. He's not looking for
anything else. What you said was?
That's true. There's another side quest where the chick is trying to get in your pants. And I'll let you figure that one out. Very forward lady. Anyway.
Cumbrella.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was going to turn into. I was waiting for me to finish that side quest, and it says Cumbrella instead of Gunbrella and stuff.
It's a different district.
Yeah. But anywho, again, it's one of those where it's short game. Like, you have, I think, 4 or 5 bosses, if that. No map. Like, you can't hit back and see. Like, it's sort of Metroidvania. Not Metroidvania. It's just there's different branching paths and stuff. I'm like, okay, this could have benefited from, like, a small map. But kudos to the people who designed the levels. Like, everything is, you know where you're at. And you know how to get everywhere else. Like, they don't make everything look exactly the same. So each screen that you go to, you're like, oh, I know where I'm at in relation to where I need to go.
Okay.
So kudos to them. And again, the gameplay and the combat is really fun. And again, the pacing. Short game, but when I play it, I'm like, yes. And then the boss battles were pretty cool. Enemies were pretty cool. It's just cool. Oh, music. Music is like a variation of different types of jazz as you're playing through it. And then when you're fighting, it's like upbeat like jazz and stuff. Not like high-pitched jazz, but good stuff. Good fucking stuff.
When you say that, I think of Ape Out immediately.
Not like that. You know how it gets that really chaotic in Ape Out? It doesn't get to that level of chaotic, but it's like as you're going around the towns and stuff, you hear like the smooth jazz in the background as you're walking around. It's pretty sick. Pretty sick. Sick. Clean. Fire. Lit. Nene. I highly recommend it. That's all I have for Gunbrella. I did also was balancing that and Assassin's Creed Mirage, the new AC game that came out, and that's supposed to be like targeted towards like
that came out
last week, I think, but it's supposed to be smaller. I haven't finished it yet, but I got past the like the intro area, and I did a few missions as well. It's pretty dope. It's like it's like a very pretty older Assassin's Creed. Like there's like a skill tree, but it's not as like crazy as Valhalla's was, where it's like a web of fucking abilities everywhere. It feels like a toned down version, very focused on, hey man, remember what we used to be? It's like, hey, what if we made the old Assassin's Creed with the Valhalla engine? That's pretty much what it is. The Anvil, sorry, I think it's called the Anvil engine. So far I'm liking it. It looks really good, the environments and stuff, and it's satisfying to actually like one shot people with like the backstab. If you're the stealth pays off now, instead of, oh, I stealth you, that just takes a quarter of your health. I gotta fight you. And it's like, okay.
Is it still as big of a map?
It so far seems pretty big, but not in comparison to Valhalla. Valhalla is like a huge, huge map. Where this is like again, smaller area, but it's big enough, I think, so far. I haven't 100% of the game, so I don't know what the upper barrier is, or the barriers of the whole map is yet.
Hmm.
But it's still, like, again, it still has the AC garbage. Like, sometimes you try to, like, parkour, and then it decides to jump somewhere you're not, it does, you did not even look at, and you just jump off, and you gotta restart the mission. That happened to me already. And I'm like, still got that, dude. BBHs, let's go.
It could always be worse.
Yeah.
It could be infamous.
That's true. And they switch the, like, you know, I think in Valhalla you can climb almost everything, almost like, what is it? Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom. They made it seem more, they put in more time to like design it like it wasn't the original ACs, where like specific things so they can make platforming puzzles and stuff. So cool stuff. You can also disable the ability, like the synchronized stuff where you climb up the towers and stuff, it's back, but they're like, let's make it a little modern. You can have an option to just disable that and you just have all the things. So I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Can you skip the cutscene if you choose to do that bullshit?
Yes.
Okay, that would be the one thing that I would.
Yeah, they added that a few ACs ago, but I kept it on. But as soon as he starts doing the ha, and then it starts like circling the camera starts rotating, I'm like, nah, I'll skip that. I'm good. I just need to jump off this fucking ledge real quick. What else? think that's it. I kept playing through Phantom Liberty, and dude, I don't know if you started it yet, dude, but yes, it's so far, it's a sick DLC.
I'm trying to remember which main missions to do so that I can make sex with Judy. I need to do that before I go to Dogtown.
I think that's after the. Oh no, it happens asynchronously. Never mind. You just have to wait like days and stuff until the story progresses, right?
Yeah, I'm just trying to remember what, Just trying to remember what.
I don't know. I don't know which one it is, but I'm already past Dogtown, so that's why I got the call from the lady with Songbird. No spoiler. I mean, that's the
Yeah,
lady who calls you.
that's what it tells me. I think I already called him, and then it says, "Oh, do talk to whatever, or get your way into Dogtown." I have that available at any time now.
Oh, then yeah,
I just haven't.
you can start it then.
No, I know I can. I'm just trying to,
Got
I'm
it.
just trying to secure the bag, and then.
That's fair. Secure the bag. Are you still going down the same trees? Did you end up go, or did you? Are you still going silence pistol one shot and everything, or?
So, with this one, since I can't make my character buff, I was gonna make a big lady and do melee up close. But since you can't, I'm like, let me hack some.
You can't?
You can't customize.
Oh, I thought you meant the skill tree. I'm like, there's a melee tree. I
You can
think.
do it, but I wanted to be immersed. I wanted my character to
Look like
big
Marissa
lady,
or something,
yeah,
yeah.
or like
The chick from Dorohedoro?
Noi. But no, what's her name from the show? Poro Doro Dorio.
Dorio, maybe?
I think
It's
it's
been a while.
Dorio.
You've seen it more recently than I have, so the names I don't remember.
I wanted big lady like that, but I
I
couldn't
see.
do it. So I'm like, let me hack, right? So a bunch of my points are in the hack tree, and then I found a silence pistol, and I'm like, well, shit, if I'm hacking, I should be stealthy, and if I'm gonna be stealthy, I should have a pistol that if I aim at them, and then they should die.
So you're back to it. Why don't you check to see if there's a mod to swap your player model to be that character exactly?
I don't want to be that character. I want to be my buff lady, whoever I want
Well,
to be.
I mean, either way, check for a mod to see if you can get
It's too
buff.
late.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, you're already in Dogtown, or not? You can go to Dogtown now. So,
Yeah, I'm already a hacker with a silence pistol, and when I aim at their head. But I'm playing around with the hacking stuff, and then now I think I don't remember my first playthrough me doing anything with the technical tree, but now since a lot of the mods are tied to that.
Yeah.
I'm also putting a lot of points into that now.
If you're trying to be like a cyber psycho or something, it's technical. You have to go through the
I
tree.
just want to be full metal
Yeah,
without the alchemy.
that's what I'm doing. That and cool.
Cool
Technical.
is what I did before. Every
Okay.
time you gotta kill, you got stacks. So it was that and then stealth and
But what I like is that I like that it lets you know, hey, these specific guns get the buff, these type of weapons get buffed. So like now I'm just picking up only tech weapons that are pistol, revolver, sniper, and precision. And that way I get stacks from the tech tree and then also the cool tree.
My stuff would kind of clash because no SMG is gonna do enough one shot damage, and that's what tech stuff does. But you can also do the smart weapons to aim for you. But I haven't found one that has a slot for silencer yet. So
I thought the smart weapons tree is in intelligence.
it's for the
Not
hacking. That's what I'm saying.
you
So
go
they
oh you're
also,
going intelligence and tech. Got it.
I'm doing intelligence with technical, and then.
And then
Then
silence.
the stealth, because when I pull out
Yeah. You just happen to hack them with the bullet coming out of your fucking gun.
yeah,
Gotcha. Okay.
but I gotta if for whatever reason I find an SMG that fucking does good headshot multiplier, I might do that. But if not, if I find a scientable smart weapon, if not, I'm just gonna stick to pistols.
Okay.
And I might do a. Before I literally, I didn't have anything but a pistol, and that's all I had equipped in my first save. This time I might play around with like a sniper, because you can silence those as well. So I might be
Oh.
like all the way over here hacking people, and then dead,
You and your friends are dead. Oh,
And then snipers have a tree as well. So the pistols have a pistol, snipers,
Yeah, that's the
and something
cool.
else have that tree.
Yeah, it's pistols, snipers, precision, and revolvers.
Okay, so I have points in that
That's
again,
cool. Yeah,
though.
that should be cool.
That's the one where, like, you have a silenced weapon, then
Yeah.
you're good. Yeah, so I'm putting points into that again.
And also throwable weapons. I think it also has that same tree in there.
That's the right tree. I'm gonna avoid
You're
that.
right, you're right, you're right, you're right. I also put points into like the car buffs, like, oh, you take less damage and more damage and stuff, because I heard that the DLC has a lot of car stuff in it. So I'm like, I'm not gonna end up getting two-shotted by some fucking, you know, guy with a shotgun who shoots.
But they will.
That's true. Have you tried the in-car stuff? Because you can do that outside of the DLC. Like, you can just start shooting from the driver's seat now, and it's so much fun. Just someone who tries to, like, through the chasing, they just go and just blast the dude.
I haven't done it, but I always, like, grab my gun out.
Oh, then, yeah. And it'll like, do the auto-aim kind of thing, where it's, like, a boxer on the target you want, and you just fire, and then it'll chance sometimes hit him in the forehead or shoulder or stuff like that, you know. It's, like, in their direction.
Gotcha.
It's pretty fun so far. I think that's it. I did get Dome Keeper. I'm gonna start that. I don't know. I put it on my wish list and didn't notice it was on sale.
I had it on my wish list a long time ago, and I don't remember why I took it off. And then I saw it was on sale, and I didn't buy it, but I put it on my wish list.
I'll let you know how it is. I just heard good things about it, and I saw it was like 50% off or something. I'm like,
it looked like something to do when you gotta do something with your hands.
Yeah, I always have to do something with my hands. So.
You need to keep your hands busy.
What was I going to mention? The tower defense part, I might just, like, not enjoy that much. But I know there's, like, in between the tower defense, you go and explore and find upgrades for your stuff. And that's probably the part I'm going to be like, I got to keep doing this. That's up. Kind of, did you start Cyberpunk yet?
He's already started it.
Oh, you're right. He did. You did the Jackie stuff already, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So you started it. You just have to keep playing it. Did it? I don't remember. It respects you because of the new update, right? And you have to. Now you have a bunch of points to put in if you start up and. Oh, that's right. We both started a new game. Never mind. I have no idea.
Yeah, and I don't even know how to access my save because it was on GOG.
It should have cloud. I thought GOG had a cloud if you use the Galaxy Launcher.
I linked my account, and there wasn't nothing in the cloud for me.
That's weird. It might still be. I would see if you could get GOG Galaxy and see if it might be there still. So I know if you launched it from GOG Galaxy, you get the cloud save stuff. But if you just launch, since it's no DRM, if you just launch it without it, it would have been a local save and you'd be responsible for backing it up.
I'd have to try that. Because the first thing I thought was, let me load up my old save, get all these achievements on Steam, and then make my new character.
Oh,
but okay. I didn't see it there.
Then, yeah, you might have lost the save. You know, so it happens. That happened to me with, what is it, Haiku? The robot Metroidvania?
Oh, okay.
Because it didn't support Steam Cloud at the time, so.
I don't need my first save. I mean, it's a wasted save. I couldn't bag Jody, so.
Now you can have the real save. Yeah, well, the one didn't happen. You have no idea what it's...
That was bun check.
Yeah. Now you got the real one.
That was revolver check.
Now you know what the options are. You're like, I'm going to make sure we get the options here.
You know what it is.
I just also wish that they had, like, what is it? Ability to, like, once you romance them, just bring them with you as, like, a squad mate or something. That would have been really sick. Instead of just whenever they have a mission for you. Especially if they had different, like, abilities. Like, Judy might not be a gunslinger or something, but she can, like, help you with, like, the quick hacks or something. Like, a quick hack buff or something.
Quick hack. Maybe your RAM recovery is higher, or the quick hack's quicker.
Yeah. And it would have been, like, something with technical tree. I don't know.
Yeah. Someone else. Why can't I dual wield still? The 2.0, but
those are facts. You think
2.0, but you can only have one gun.
But yeah, where's the two bullets coming at you?
That shit really irked me, bro. That would have changed my build tremendously. I would have had two silenced revolvers, and I wouldn't have tried to hack at all.
So you just would have walked around with...
Like, yeah. Stealthily like this.
Yeah. So instead of, like, people looking around the corner and seeing a guy, like, doing this, it's just two barrels sticking, or suppressors sticking out, and you're going, oop.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone around the corner's like, what the hell is that? I'm cool with that. What was I gonna say? Randall, you still been playing Tekken? Or I think I saw you playing Tekken before the show.
Yeah.
You rank up again?
No.
What the hell? Do you get hit with a specific person or character that's just not gatekeeping you here, or
I'm starting to run into people that I don't normally play, so I don't really know the matchup that well.
Oh, gotcha, gotcha. Are you looking up stuff, or are you just doing like, going in the training room and putting the AI like on 9 or something? I don't even know if there's like a difficulty level in the training room, but
Yeah, I usually don't go into the lab to specifically train against a specific player unless I get beat really bad.
Oh, unless you like, yeah, you like, what the heck just happened? Like, you have no idea what's going on.
Yeah,
that's fair.
Is it Tekken that they announced that they have the like the relivable replays? So, like Dota had this, but now I think it's Tekken where if you're watching a replay, you can jump in at any point and then play that part out.
Yeah, in Tekken you can do that.
Yeah, I think that needs to become a norm. Dota had it like years ago, but Tekken's the first fighting game to let you do that.
That's gonna be cool.
Yeah.
Is there any news on what Bandai Namco's making next after or publishing next for fighting games? I know Tekken, obviously. Is there anything on Dragon Ball or?
Dragon Ball, hold on. There's a post that I need to find. Let me see. When did I post this? Did I post it? Did I retweet? I don't. Now I'm trying to think of when this happened.
He looks. It's like 1999.
I didn't even Twitter. So essentially, Evo 2022 is when they made an announcement for the announcement for Rollback. They said,
oh,
this summer. It's happening. I think it was, or wait until next, something along those lines. Awesome. And there's a post that I posted that said all the things that's happened before this rollback happened in fighting games. So hold on.
Well, that clearly didn't happen. That summer came and went, fam. So
I'm trying to find it. I'm trying to find it. Lois, my darling.
Lois, my darling.
But yeah, essentially, games got announced, release dates got announced for that game. They just got announced and all this shit, and rollback still never happened. Oh my god, where did I post it? Where did I post it? When did I post it? But you can continue, and then I'll mention it when I find it.
Okay. I mean, that's all I had. I was going to move on to something else.
What's something else in there?
Oh, shit, my bad. Let's go check out. Wes Anderson dropped 4 short, like 17-18 minute films. Like small shorts with almost the same group of casting, I guess, for the most part. What is it? The Tale of Henry Sugar, The Rat Catcher, Poison, The Poison, I think it is, and I forgot the last one. Swan. The Swan, thank you.
That one sounds familiar.
Water
the Swan?
Well, you might be thinking of Black Swan, but like this
No, is it with Benedict Cumberbatch or something?
Yes. Oh, the okay. Swan. No, the Swan was with Oh my gosh, it was an Asteroid City, but you're not in it.
Like a guy like this, I'm not in it. You said?
No, you didn't see Asteroid City. So, where have you seen this guy? You might have seen the guy somewhere else. Let me look it up for you. Benedict Cumberbatch is in 2 of the shorts. Mm-hmm. Wes Anderson.
Let me look at the Swan, and I'll tell you where I've seen him from. About that.
His name is, want me to tell you the actor's name, bro?
No.
Okay.
I want to see him. Is it a movie?
Yeah, he's in movies, TV shows, like.
Oh my god.
He's in.
Swan. 2023.
Yeah. But you're going to find out the actor name as soon as you see him.
Oh, he's from Homeland.
Oh, is he? I know him from other stuff. Is it Homeland?
You watched Homeland. I barely watched. I remember looking over and seeing that guy.
Is it really?
I think so. And I didn't look it up. I promise. I just looked at his. I looked at the art.
Hold on. Let me double check. Homeland. I did not know that. That's.
I don't know his name though.
You're right. Homeland. He was in Obi-Wan, Homeland, A Simple Favor. He was Hitman, Agent 47. Never watched it because that's another trailer, and I'm like, no, thank you.
I don't think I saw it either.
But he's in The Rat Catcher and The Swan. Does a really good job on those. I'm not trying to spoil all of it, but like each of them are pretty like interesting short stories, and they made into a short film, in the Wes Anderson way. Looks like a stage play kind of way they shot it, which is fantastic. A lot of monologues, a lot of not a lot of it, but some long takes as well, which of course I like it. And They're just, it's just great little stories. The Swan is about a boy. The story about a boy who bully him. Really, like, it'll make you feel uneasy on some of them because they do such a good job of portraying what is happening in the story. So, like, The Swan is about bullies. The Poison one's really cool. They do a good job of tension there. It's pretty much someone getting to go check out somebody at a cabin. The guy is sitting still because he can possibly be poisoned by something, and then I'll leave it at that. What was the other one? The Rat Catcher. Somebody calls. They're having a rat problem, so they call a rat catcher to take care of the rats there, and I'll leave it at that because it starts getting weird and weird that way. And the last one is The Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar. And that one's apparently a true story. And when you
hear... That name's familiar.
Well, they change the name to protect the person who is about. And once you see that story, like, there's no way it's going to be real. And they keep saying it's real, but again, they change the name and stuff to protect the person and stuff like that. And I'm like, that's crazy. So, like, the Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar is really cool. And that's it. I highly recommend all of them. I had a great time watching. They're like 17, 18 minutes each.
Did you ever see, I remember mentioning it before. I don't remember when I mentioned it. But Will's, the actress that plays Will's sister in Stranger Things.
The actress that plays Will's sister in Stranger Things. Hold on, let me, you hit me with the craziest thing that I just know.
I'm trying to remember her name. The skinny lady, Nancy. Nancy.
Oh, okay. Nancy,
what she about? Was in a short, I don't know if it's a film, a short of, she is like a, either a Catholic school attendant in high school or whatever, like a student.
Mm-hmm. Is it called Yes, God, Yes?
Yeah. So essentially that's like her upbringing. She's that, and then her parents are like, her family is like hyper religious like that.
Yeah.
And she stumbles upon internet chat rooms. And then that's the rest of the short is whatever happens.
I see. At the overview says, yeah, Alice, a young innocent Catholic girl, is tempted into is tempted into masturbating after an AOL chat suddenly turns sexual. However, is conflicted as the act would be considered a sin. I see.
Well, that's way more info than needed to give you.
Yeah.
But I remember thinking it was pretty entertaining.
I saw something similar. Me and Jenna saw something similar to this type of movie. But I forgot what it was called. Oh. Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret.
The name of that's familiar, but I haven't seen it.
It's like a coming of age story, and it's like the girl's trying to get her period. It's like, that's pretty much the story. Like, she's trying to feel like she's an adult, so it's like she's hoping for that period to come. And that's pretty much it. Like, it's some funny lines and stuff, but it's not something I'd be like, you guys need to watch this, right? But I'll check out the Yes, God, Yes.
I remember liking it. Watch me just absolutely hate it now.
Yeah. You watch it like, what the fuck is this?
I found the tweet. So at Evo 2022, so August 7th, 2022.
Okay.
Is when they're on the stage to say, Rollback is coming to Dragon Ball.
Wow.
From that time until now, all these things happen. Street Fighter 6 released and has two DLC characters out.
Jesus.
Guilty Gear Strive, a whole season came out, and they had a whole overhaul patch, to which the season started with Johnny.
Wait, Persona. I don't want to mean to stop you. Isn't that the same dev team? Strive?
Yeah.
Okay, continue.
Persona 3 Reloaded and Final Fantasy 7 Rebirth were announced. Bleach has finished two cores, which is like two arcs.
Uh-huh.
Mortal Kombat 1 came out. Tekken 8 is nearly out. And there's not been the rollback that they talked about since August 7th.
What the heck?
Not to mention Project L had a playable demo, too. It's not mentioned in this.
That's league. True. That's true. That's insane.
And then a new Undernight Inbirth game announced and has a release date. To which, still, nothing for this.
That doesn't make any sense.
There has to be actual word besides them saying, oh, we got to push it back. Till when?
Till what? What are they doing? They've already swapped over to Unreal, right? Like Dragon Ball's on Unreal, right?
I think so.
That's insane. That's crazy. I don't understand. Because, I mean, doesn't Strive have it? Don't they have a... I'm asking too many questions. Yeah, and that I would imagine they have a shared code base. Like, there's some, like, utility? That sounds like jinxy there. Utility.
To the point, too, where older KOF... So KOF also, I think, by this point, started Season 2 of their DLC. To which they have, I think, 5 characters out at this point. 4 or 5.
Mm-hmm.
They're putting rollback on their older games. And they have it before this.
There's got to be either a technical...
Do you remember that old KOF that we had on PlayStation because of PS Plus?
Yeah.
They've had multiple rollback weekends for that beta since this app.
So there's something up. There's something KOF happening.
2002 has rollback. Samurai Showdown is getting rollback before this happened. So I'm assuming...
That's all Arxis, right? That's all...
No, that's SNK.
Oh.
They announced the next Art of Fighting. Or, sorry, Garou, Mark of the Wolves. It's another series from SNK. It's,
I think that's
where Terry's from.
Oh, okay.
He's from either Art of Fighting, but it's that old of a series.
Well, I mean, Randall knows. Series. Randall, where's Terry from? Is he right?
Or Fatal Fury might be one of them. I don't know. They put every one of their characters and everything.
Where's he from, Randall?
Fatal Fury.
Oh, yeah, you got it. I'm going to say, we don't have to guess. Randall's played all of it, so you would know.
Yeah, I've played a version of each.
Garou's
an old... Like, there's multiple Fatal Fury, multiple Art of Fighting, multiple KOF.
Well, he knows where he's from, is what I'm saying.
So they revived the whole Legend, like, older series.
Yeah.
Even KI, Killer Instinct.
The Xbox One game?
They already had rollback, which is why I always applaud them. Back then.
Yeah, that's Xbox One. That's Series X. This is Xbox One.
At this Evo announced they're getting a balance patch. And I don't know if they put a date out. It might be at the end of this year, but if that comes out before this...
That's wild.
My only assumption is they said, you know what, fuck it. And there's going to be a sequel or another anime versus fighter coming.
That's what I'm thinking, too. The only way they would shelf it is because maybe the code base is just horrendous. And you're like, we might as well just use this opportunity to start fresh. And they might be just moving assets over so they can make a sequel with the characters or something. I don't know. Again, I would love to see what their code base is. Yeah. Super Goku Fighter Z, dude. I would love to see what's up with that code base.
And all this would be tolerable if they communicated.
They're not. And that's the worst. When they just stay quiet. And it's like, well, we don't know what the hell's going on. And then they'll have like... the worst is when you see tweets like, oh, we see that the website's down or something. Or they took something off and you know... And it, like they're trying to do it silently, and it's like, fam, just say it. I hate when they do that. That's PR stuff. It's horrendous, in my opinion. You saw the guy from Unity step down?
Yeah.
He's like, let me drop this bomb and get the fuck out of here.
Maybe now they'll hire me.
Oh, yeah. No, why not? Give it a shot.
They have a studio in Orlando.
Oh, then keep applying.
Yeah, I'm going to be like, I'm gonna apply for a new boss.
Oh, I see you're missing a boss. Can you think I can jump in there real quick? It seems like the sound engine needs to be reworked a bit here.
As someone who's played games and respects game players, I think I could do a better job.
Yeah, I think I can speak for the gamers out there that want to use your and game devs. I want to use your engine here. That's fantastic. Oh shoot, how did we get here? Oh, because you found the tweet.
Mm-hmm. Do you watch Castlevania yet?
I did not, because I finished Fiona and Cake. Holy shit, dude. Pretty much what you told me to do for Nocturne, same for Fiona and Cake. It is fired. All 10 episodes.
You have to say it out loud what I said.
You said shut the fuck up and binge. What? No, hold on. I'll tell you what you told me. Watch them all at once. Where is it? Was it before or after the Google Pixel Fold you sent me? After.
It was
after.
I guess
I've yeah, shut the fuck up and watch Castlevania Nocturne. I'm not gonna say it's as good as Nocturne. I'm just saying, also Fiona and Cake, shut the fuck up and go watch it. They do some there's some excellent fucking episodes in there, because it takes place after the events of Adventure Time. So it's when you watch it, you watch it. It's 10 episodes. They're 30 minutes each. Dope. Just dope.
I still need to watch the standalone stuff.
Oh, you haven't seen, oh, the ones that came out after the show?
I haven't seen any of them.
Damn, dude. I mean, if you don't have access, let me know. I can get them for you. They're also really good.
I keep hearing it. I just keep forgetting.
Yeah, Fiona and Cake is definitely a must watch, dude. Especially for Adventure Time fans, because...
What if I never gave a shit about Fiona and Cake, like when they had their episodes?
It's not about... Well, I don't want to spoil it. Fiona and Cake is a story coming from Simon's... Or the witch, right. The Ice King, right?
Right.
They get into the universe. They're writing them into canon. And then the way they do it is pretty dope. And you'll see characters that you've seen grown older and like... Finn is like almost a grown man, and then they'll jump between universes for reasons, and you'll find out, and you'll see different things from the show that's like, oh, what if this happened, and now there's a universe for that, and you see, they kind of explore some stuff there. It's dope. It is definitely worth it.
What if Finn was bald?
Close. There's actually a close one. There's another one's like, what if he had kids? And it's like, oh, okay. And there's an episode with that. There's another one where, what if the curse that the helmet had for Simon, he doesn't have the curse. What does that look like?
And there's an episode for regular Simon.
It's like both powers. And then you figure out why that is. And I think the episode's called The Winter King. Dope episode.
I don't know if I'm going to want to... I don't think I want to see the kids one. I think that actually make me sad.
What else? It's really dope. Especially for Adventure Time fans, the Fiona and Cake stuff is definitely a must watch.
Do I watch that first or the standalones?
Standalones. Yeah, standalones. Standalone starts and check out the Fiona and Cake. Just let me know if you don't have it. I'll find a way to access it.
Spy Family started up again.
I know, and I'm like, oh my god, I still haven't watched the first season yet, and the second one's already airing.
I watched the first episode.
Of the first season or the second season?
Yeah, second. I saw the first season already.
Oh, you saw it to completion, okay.
Yeah, and I saw the second one. I didn't even know it was this, I don't know what they had dropped this weekend at some point.
I think
so it was what the fuck? And then I watched it.
Okay, still good, good, and yeah, good season intro.
Still very entertaining.
Okay, I gotta get into it. I've been.
It was like, I didn't realize I missed it. Like I watched the episode and I'm like, it's more of this.
I'm back with the crew again. Yeah, that's how you know it's a good show when it's done and you come back, you're like, oh, I missed this. Like when I used to, what is it? When I caught up with New Girl and then I was waiting for the season and the new season of New Girl came out, I'm like, yes, the crew's back.
That was me with Peaky Blinders. I'm back when the next season was starting. Like back in their bullshit.
Yeah. Oh, we're back with the Peaky. You just have your own fucking hat with the fucking blades in there. Just it's time.
Instead of a cigarette, I just grab a Smarties and go.
Yeah.
And put it in my mouth.
That's true. You just be part of the blindness. You just record yourself peeking through the windows for no reason. Yeah, that's fantastic.
You watch Loki.
Yes, we did. I thought it was fine.
It's interesting so far.
Yeah, I enjoyed the same way that Owen Wilson was like, it's horrible to watch you do what that is. I was feeling the same way. I'm like, I can't keep watching him like tear apart and right. Like, and they did a good job with the effect.
The first time he just spawned in, I laughed.
I had a jump scare. There's one where he spawned in and he yelled, and I literally jumped. Yeah, and I jumped. I'm like, what the fuck?
That's the one I laughed at.
Cause it was like ah, and I'm like, what the? That shit made me jump. I'm like, I was not expecting that. And then after that, I was on guard. I'm like, he can come back at any time. So I don't know. It was just a fun start. We'll see what happens. But
I mean, it's already giving it enough credit to what I've had. What I've watched prior, which I think I skip, and then Secret Invasion. I think. From Moon Knight to Secret Invasion, that's how many I didn't see.
The only one I haven't seen so far is Secret Invasion. I think I've seen everything else.
You didn't watch Groot, did you?
I'm sorry, and Groot. I have not seen the Groot. I haven't seen Groot or Secret Invasion.
Secret Invasion off rip. I'm like, all right, here we go.
For me, I'm like, I didn't watch Groot because I'm like, if it ain't a Guardians movie, I don't want to hear him just say Groot for fucking... How long is the episode? 20 minutes or something? 10 minutes?
I don't know.
But, I mean, I can probably check it out.
this, I don't know. This seems like they're back to being creative.
We'll
at
see.
Least for the first episode.
Yeah, I was about to say, we'll see. We got six, they got five more episodes. We'll see if they stick the landing. Because it's going to be hard to balance the... If he's going to be jumping between timelines and stuff, that's going to be wild. And then to find Sylvie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like,
I guess they're keeping Jonathan Majors.
I mean, they have no choice. I'm sure this was filmed way after. Like, I was telling Randall about this. Like, Disney's probably hasn't pushed him out because it's like... Because if he's innocent or something, they can keep the cat. Like, they've already done too much with him. They don't want to just react emotionally. They want to, like, make sure... That he did what he did. If he did, all right, then we gotta, you know.
I think all of that
do it. And if not,
wrapped up, I think, didn't it?
No, last time I spoke with Randall, it was like they delayed it again. It was supposed to be in Randall, September or something for his court case.
Yeah.
And they delayed it again. Nothing? They did keep delaying it. I don't remember, Randall, if you have more details on that, but all right.
Yeah, they delayed it again. So it's not his lawyers, it's the state's lawyers.
So then at that point, he's at the mercy of that. So, and Disney's not going to pull him out yet. Because again, he's in too many things for him to just react like that without them knowing exactly if he's, you know.
What sucks about this is that his character is someone that can be swapped with an easy sentence. Oh, this is how this version of him looks.
That's true. They'd have to replace that. Like, that scene would be nothing then at the end of Quantumania when it's him celebrating and it's just him. Like, I guess they're just written out. No, not these guys. They all get exploded or something. But then
this,
like,
guy wasn't there.
Yeah.
At that meeting.
And then he makes clones or something. Like, I'm sure you can get creative with writing it, but I'm sure they're waiting for, like, the final verdict to make a decision if he's going to be in or not.
Yeah, I don't know. If, what's her name? Amber Heard could stay on for that long. If what's his name? The Flash, Ezra Miller can stay on. I don't see why.
Well, it's different. That's Warner Brothers. This is Disney. Will drop you the second you smell like you're gonna do something wrong. So like, well, that's two different people. Like, that DC could not afford. They're like, fuck it. We gotta keep him on for this instead of just hiring a different fucking Flash, dude.
Yeah, like Gus.
Mm-hmm.
I said that first.
Yeah, you did. Wasn't gonna mention. Yeah, I'm excited. It's only six episodes, like last season. So if it's only 6 weeks, I'm hopefully that they don't do some wild shit like two episodes are like an hour and a half long or 2 hours or something.
What's the next movie? The Marvels.
Yeah, movie? That's in November. I mean, I'd like to check it out. I just don't know if I'm gonna go to theaters for it, man. Like. I don't know. That trailer looks like it's going to be fine. I just don't want to pay like 12, 15 bucks to go watch that.
I mean, at this point, for the MCU, you're just paying for the experience. And really watching. The movie is just the event to go to.
It was. Now it's just like, hey, we're releasing a bunch of comics. Follow the comic, the characters you want. Like, it's turned into a comic book type of collecting or keeping up with instead of the events that it was before. And that just happens. I mean, we went through an entire saga with the Infinity Stone. So now them trying to reboot that excitement, it's going to be difficult because we had a banger of a start. Like, the bar sets so high, you're not going to hit that again.
It's difficult when rushed.
Yeah.
It's difficult when it's oversaturated.
Yeah. I don't know what the moves are from here, especially when you've introduced so many characters. Do you stop following the old ones, bring in new ones? How do you bring in new ones? Gradually, right? Do you want to do gradually? Because you don't want to wait that long because the actors get too old. Like, I...
Well, that's the thing. It's like, even... They used time jumps even in the original arc.
Yeah, they did.
Why not? What's with waiting a little longer, letting these actors do whatever the fuck they want instead of MCU stuff and then come back?
That's true. As soon as they're in the MCU, you barely see them in anything else. And if you do, it's like low-budget indie stuff that not a lot of people like to watch. Like,
with the exception of a...
not low budget, but you know what I mean. Like indie flicks, they're A24s or whatever.
Wow. Florence Pugh. Oppenheimer, she's winning.
Oh, that's, I'm waiting. That Blu-ray is not out yet. I'm like, I need to rewatch this movie. When it does, I'm definitely going to rewatch that. That's too good. Sweet. It was, yeah.
I'd watch the Barbie movie again too.
Same. It was fun. And it's funny. It's just Kate McKinnon and what's his name? Oh, how do I forget it? Ryan. It's just
Gosling.
Yeah. And even the other kids too.
Yeah. I mean, I think I already told you one of them is in Secret Invasion, right?
Yes, you did.
So it's just funny, the MCU.
And then he just jumps into this.
Well, even then, Shang-Chi, too.
You're right. He was. Wait, what? Was he Surf?
Yeah. I don't remember his job.
Because I know he's just Beach. Kendall's just Beach.
He's Beach.
He's just Beach, but I forgot.
I don't remember the other one's job.
I thought the point, the flex he had was like, I can actually get in the water or something. No matter. We'll figure it out when I watch it again. What were we talking about before the Loki, yeah. First episode, my initial reaction is just like, okay, I'm having fun with it. They still got the comedic timing with Tom Hiddleston's comedic timing still there. I enjoyed that they brought in the dude from Everywhere, Everywhere, All at Once. He was great in it. That little back and forth with talking to the past one and the first, I thought that was a nice little touch. Yeah, I'm like, okay, that's pretty cool. And Owen Wilson's always funny with his delivery, so.
He's a similar character. I'm forgetting his name, but from Everything Everywhere All at Once. Similar character.
Yeah, I think so.
Right, it's an enjoyable character.
There was a tweet that someone compared that room that he was in with a room that's in Control, where the mail delivery service room. And I'm like, nice. Imagine if it was the same universe, that'd be great.
Ki Hui Kwan.
Thank you. I don't remember his name, but.
I just told you.
Good stuff on there.
I just fucking told you, though. See?
Yeah, you did. You just told me right there. We'll see how it goes. The action sequences are pretty cool, too. Like, with the whole flying around, crashing into blade. Like, it's fine. It was a good, exciting start. We'll see what happens now. I think that's all. What else released? Because there's a lot of stuff that released this week. That's why I'm trying to... Right, I forgot about the Loki stuff.
Caught up with JJK.
JJK. We did. But what happened? Did we watch this week's Jujutsu Kaisen?
It was the boys fighting outside of the barrier.
Oh, and said person came back. Yeah, okay. By the end of it. The gun master comes back at the end of it.
Oh, dude, yeah. I was so happy.
Yeah, when I saw it, I'm like, oh, now we're serious.
And I'm like, there's no way this man survives.
Yeah, when I saw him, I'm like, now I understand why it's called the Shibuya incident. There's going to be deaths now. But as soon as I saw him, because he does not fuck around. So he's there to kill you.
It's not actually that person. It's them with their body.
Yeah.
So if that means like they're piloting his body, then I'm like, well. I'm more scared of what's outside that barrier than what's inside that barrier.
For real. Like, it's getting serious. And I'm like, I don't know if they're going to be able to do this.
At this point, the people in the barrier are probably going to be safe.
Yeah. At first, I thought it was the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
But I get to see Nanami fight again, and I'm like, that's my dude. That's a critical hit guy. So, I'm down to see him flex, bro.
That's you.
If I was blonde hair, maybe. I like his like under like his pool swimming sort of glasses he's got on. It looks so funny.
It's you though.
With the crits.
He's matter of fact, and then his power's measuring shit.
Yeah, that's true. Measuring. Yeah, it's about 20 yards from here, and the critical hit point is in this angle. Swinging the sword.
That math shit. All that dongle adding.
Yeah.
Freak.
Oh shit. Oh, thank you for reminding me. And we finished Ahsoka. Because the last episode's out. I thought it was cool. I thought it was... showing the... they show some Night Sister action. So, like, them using their powers to, like, reanimate and stuff. And it was really dope. It had, like, a couple, like, shots of, like... Like if the stormtroopers were, like, zombies and stuff. I'm like, that's pretty cool. And then the last season. Episode... Yeah, season finale type of shit that they end up with, you know. Not shit, but you know what I mean. It sucks that Balin doesn't seem like he was supposed to come back for next season and he's not here anymore, which sucks because he did awesome as Balin. Damn, it really does suck. Cause I liked him as Balin, especially with the fights and stuff, and the way he delivered his lines, and it's just the way he stands around, like in frame, he looks stoic. Like he used to be like a, or really, you can tell like he used to be like a by the book Jedi or something, and then he like lost belief in it, and that's why he's doing what he's doing. I'm like, I'd like a short of him just watching him and his arc turning from good to bad, and I'm like, damn, that sucks that he's gone now. But I would like the deep dive in that of how he became who he was.
Oh, okay. That you're hitting on him.
Oh no, not like that. I gotta respect him, dude. He's not longer with us. That's it. I don't know, Randall, I know you didn't really like it a lot, right? What did you end up thinking about the whole season as a whole after watching the finale?
Yeah.
You got like a meh, like it's whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. So you didn't hate it then?
No, I didn't hate it.
Oh, that's good. I know you've been hating the previous stuff, so especially like Boba Fett and what is it, like Mandalorian and stuff, you started Boba not liking ass. It. I just took the cliff notes from what you and Randall were telling me. If it was that bad, I'm like, I'm not gonna watch it then.
I think that was the biggest offender. That's what took so much fatigue points out of me, I think, was Boba Fett.
So you think that's the worst one they've released so far? For Star Wars? Randall, you agree? Like, you think the Boba Fett one was the worst Star Wars stuff? Oh, he's thinking about it, so maybe not.
I mean, I haven't seen Bad Batch, but that gets glowing reviews from everyone, so I assume that's not.
That's my comfort show for Star Wars. I love the Bad Batch.
I chose to watch Obi-Wan instead of Andor, and maybe that would have kept me in.
Please watch Andor. It's cool.
I think out of everything that I've seen, I still haven't seen Andor. Bad Batch is probably the only thing worth watching. Everything else you can just skip.
I can see.
Including Ahsoka.
Really skip? I don't know. I liked watching Ahsoka come back. I liked her, what is it? Like the back and forth with the spirit version of Anakin? Is that what it is supposed to be? Like the Jedi spirit of Anakin or something?
Force Ghost,
thank you. I'm not...
I knew that. Even I knew that.
I'm bad with terminologies, dude. I'm real bad with them. And I'm getting worse by the day. So I describe what I'm thinking about, and you guys got it. Okay. It is Force Ghost, right? I remember hearing that before.
Forced, if you will.
You said what?
Forced, if you will.
I like that. But that sounds like it could be a curse word or something from somewhere else.
Sounds like something you'd yell if you stubbed your toe and you're German.
It does. But definitely check out. I think you should check. I guess you should check out Andor. Again, that's one of my favorite. Like, the top would probably be Bad Batch for me, and then Andor, and then Ahsoka afterwards. I'm missing one.
What's the other one? Rebels too. Is that good?
I haven't watched it. E-Man said it was really good though when he saw it. I don't know, Randall. Did you watch Rebels as well or no?
Not yet.
He said it was dope, and I believe him because it's, I think, part of the same studio who gave us Clone Wars and Bad Batch. So. I believe
I really should have watched Bad Batch because I used to watch weekly Cartoon Network for Clone Wars.
The Clone Wars. Execute Order 66. What was the other? There's a Star Wars one I'm missing. There was Obi-Wan, Andor.
Obi-Wan, Mandalorian.
Mandalorian. Boba Fett.
Ahsoka. Boba Fett. Rebels.
Clone Wars as well was another TV show. I don't know. I enjoyed Mandalorian, and I do like that they're making it about more than just one Mandalorian now. Because by the new season, is like you see the squad of them. It's just again, they barely get enough fucking. They don't get enough flex time, if that makes sense.
Per episode.
That's my thing, because they all look dope. They all have dope weapons, gear, and like they're all personalized. I'm like, I need y'all to like. Give me some crazy flex, not just like blasters being shot, right? Do some CQC stuff or something.
This next Netflix is gonna take over another video game adaptation. Like, let's say they did what they're doing with
Castlevania.
I think there's two routes that they need to go, which is not really related to what you're saying. So
that's fine.
Weird segue, I guess.
Unless Randall, you have anything else to talk about Ahsoka, we can move on.
Hmm?
Do you have anything else to add for Ahsoka? We can just move on. I know I don't have really a review for it. It's like it's a good it's fun. Like you can just watch it. I don't think it's something I won't recommend people to watch. Like,
yeah, I don't recommend.
Oh, you just straight up don't recommend it.
No.
Yeah, I recommend you to give it at least one shot, like one watch. But again, y'all saw Boba Fett, so I don't know if it's as bad or worse or.
I just don't feel like it's one of those things. That's just not for me. But I don't know who it's for.
Yeah. Gotcha. Okay.
Star Wars just feels watered down now. Before it used to be really potent and edgy. Now it's just watered down and tasteless.
Oof, lost Star Wars fan. You gonna go to Star Trek now?
No, I mean, I still got the original trilogy and
okay, buddy.
There's still some stuff that's on the side that I still like
Rogue One
and Mandalorian
and Rogue One.
Rogue One.
I heard all the other things that you liked expired. They don't exist anymore.
Oh, okay. I'm like, what?
What do you mean, like, they're not canon?
Yeah, they're not
canon. No, I'm just bullshitting. They're like, they're not watchable at all anymore.
Yeah, you can't. Oh. You have no access to them. I think he has them physically, run.
Not anymore.
Oh, it's disintegrated. Got it.
You didn't see the expiration date on it?
I didn't, no. I didn't know they had one. I should go check my physical.
Entire collection?
Yeah, it did. I go down there, it's just dust, like a pile of dust. Like that was just fucking...
Like ashtray levels of fucking...
Like what?
Ashtray levels.
But filled, like there's like a round mound on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic. It's done. Move into something now.
I don't remember how, but if Netflix is going to pick up any more video games, make adaptations, the two things that I think would make them not make the most sense, but I could see big pulls from, would be Halo, but you start from the Reach story.
Oh,
because I mean, all those characters have plenty of stuff that they've done prior to that game's ending, and I mean, that's pretty impactful, that game.
I have a quick question.
With your
idea, is the Halo series canon?
I don't know. You talking about the live action one?
What?
I'm saying with Brian's proposal, like let's say like his idea comes to fruition, like it comes true, they're gonna do it. It's been greenlit.
Oh.
Has the Halo series that's already come out, would it be canon?
I don't know. It all depends on who's making this one.
That's true.
I'm asking you.
I've never seen it, so I don't know.
Oh.
I don't even know what they cover.
I know what they uncovered.
You're talking about Halo Legends or something? Oh, you're talking about
the live action one, right?
I remember that it came out. I just don't remember anything about it.
I know what they uncovered.
The mask.
On the first episode.
That's horrendous, dude.
Yeah, that's right. You mentioned that.
No, I'm good on that. Isn't there like 70 books? On the Halo series?
There's a bunch of written stuff.
So they should just follow that.
Yeah. But I think they should start specifically with Reach.
Okay. I think there's a book on that, I imagine, right? Like,
yeah.
Why not?
It'd be cool if they do that, and then from there you can do spin-offs, which would be just following the ODST. Like, from the way that Randall had the idea of the Stormtrooper Order One or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Do that with the ODSTs and show them, and then it could be what's it called when each episode is its own kind of story?
Mm-hmm. Anthology.
Do that. So first, maybe half of the season is what ODST are, and then from there it could be different missions that random ones go out on. That could be a sideshow after Reach. Then do a second season of Reach that's the actual game. And then you know how Pillar of Autumn is the last thing you see.
Mm-hmm.
From there, you can go into either the beginning of Master Chief or just kind of do it in tandem. So it's the first Halo game with flashbacks of prior and just kind of blend them.
No flashbacks. No, like no capes in the Incredibles. No flashbacks. You want to see in the flashback? Go watch the episode. After Naruto, what? I don't need any flashbacks of any sort.
Flashbacks, as in his story, not episodes. Not flashbacks from things that were in the series prior.
Oh, I was about to say, fam, go watch it. Okay, gotcha. No, I'm like,
not
I'm...
like that. As in, like you flash and see, oh, his training before he was Master Chief, and then it comes cuts back, and it's something that happened in the first game, and then random times to fill the voids.
Okay, I was about to say, I'm not trying to see flashbacks of an episode. I already fucking saw. Yeah, yeah, I'm done. Like, you already aired it. I don't want to see the same fucking frames over and over again.
I think that would be something to be cool. And then the other thing, obviously, because I mentioned Castlevania, is when are they going to make a Souls show?
Oh, I mean, there's books on that Souls. Isn't there books on Bloodborne? Like, there's comic books for Bloodborne. There's
comic books, but apparently they're memes. Like,
I don't think it's not a canon. Like it. Oh, well.
I think. I mean, I could be wrong.
You would have to grab the writers from.
You know what else you could do? So same things I just said, Mass Effect. They have comics. They have shit that exists, and then just stop it before Andromeda.
Especially if they make it animated just like Castlevania. You just bring back the voice actors, dude.
Mm-hmm.
They'll gladly come back. I can guarantee you they would like sign me the hell up.
That's what I'm saying. So assume everything I'm saying is animated.
Yeah, like that's... I don't know. They'd have to talk with EA because they own it. So
same thing with Dragon Age.
I forgot almost everybody. I had to replay like that series. I remember what anyone sounds like or anything.
And because each game takes place well after the game prior, and they are, and there's plenty of world to fill in between the games, so you have a quite an expansive.
And they introduce show you can and do. They introduce characters each game too. So I don't know. Yeah, they can. There's a lot. We're not there for having those conversations, and I'm sure if they do call up EA to do that, they might want a huge ass cut that are not gonna agree on.
I just don't get why, if that's the case, why don't the people who are in charge of the stories do it themselves?
Because they own the IP. If you work for someone and you make the story for something, they still own the IP.
But I'm saying EA. Within themselves, make this show then. Because if you don't want to split a cut, then do it yourself.
That costs even more cash, dude. That's you have to bring up a studio to make the show. That's a lot of upfront cash just to start up the studio, and then the cash to pay the people to work the studio. And I'm not saying they don't have cash. It's EA. They have contracts with Disney. They have Apex are making a bunch of cash. Jedi, who came out this year, made I think it sold well. I don't know. The previous one sold well.
You can also, like, you coop the L's at the beginning, but once it's made, now who wants exclusivity to the show that we already made?
Mm-hmm.
Sell it to Netflix after, sell it to whichever streaming service.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
They're not... I can't tell you. If I was sitting, if I was, what is it, the fly in the room kind of thing, then that'd be dope. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, now I know why, but who knows why? I don't know how they're handling their cash. Because
EA
is just not those cool IPs that we have. They also have to worry about EA Sports and any other partnerships they got. That also needs cash. Especially if they're cranking out yearly games, dude. With like Madden and... They're still doing FIFA, right?
I think.
I don't know. We'll see. I mean, Scott Pilgrim's the next one. That's coming out for Netflix, and let's go. The huge thing was bringing everybody back from the live-action movie. I think that was a great choice.
It's a great choice, and I feel like, I mean, I wasn't there, so I don't know what the filming experience was like, but if they had as much fun as it looked like they had,
yeah,
I think it's a no-brainer that they came back.
They have to. I mean, most of Edgar Wright's movies, it's always hilarious, like funny stuff, and they never take stuff too seriously. So
she's like level
100. Like, I'm
something I found out, which is kind of, again, not related in any way to this, is the people who made Cyberpunk show, Edge Runners.
Yeah,
Kill la Kill.
Oh, same is it studio. Same studio? I haven't seen that show. That's the lady with like the attacking clothes or something.
Yeah, that's entertaining.
Okay.
I saw it a long time ago.
I've seen trailers for it. I'm like, is this just fan service stuff? Because they're like half naked or something? I just don't know.
My favorite character is he runs an organization called Nudist Beach, and in the middle of him trying to recruit her, the main character, while he's talking, he'll just slowly take his clothes off while he's talking.
The animated, like, he's speaking, he's just yeah, doing so this. Like,
so yeah, the mission.
That's fantastic. That's wild, dude. That's why when I saw the trailer, I'm like, is this even work? Like, it looks ridiculous.
It's entertaining. You're like, not gonna be like, yo, this is the most inspirational.
It's just funny. Yeah. Okay. I'll have to check it out then.
And they also worked on, what is it called? Little Witch Academia. Have you heard of that before?
I've heard the name been tossed around. I haven't seen it though. I think it's like a Hogwarts anime or something.
It's that, but like animated. It's like I think mostly follows like a Hogwarts school of girls though. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen it. Got but it. I've heard of it. I just thought that was interesting.
I'm gonna have to check it out. I mean, again, I already have a backlog of anime that I have access to at this moment, and a whole last season of Spy Family. That's why I haven't watched it.
Shit.
Also, with the Gundam, the Witch of the Mercury or whatever.
I need to watch that.
That whole season.
That I should say, because it's gorgeous. Like if let's say, I remember the story still being interesting, and it's pretty simple, so just follow along. Let's say you hate the show. One thing that I don't think you can possibly say is that it's ugly. That shit was gorgeous.
Yeah. That's like, at this point, we're kind of there with Cyberpunk. Like, you might hate the game, but if you're running that game on PC with RT, like, everything max, you can't say it looks bad.
I think I don't like the preview thing on that you turned on when you were here. I think I want to turn it off.
What?
I don't know. I think it's making my shit hideous. Like, I think it's I don't know.
I didn't disable it.
60 frames, but things look very Play-Doh like.
Oh, then disable it. That's weird. It shouldn't do
everything's
that.
Everything's on high, so I don't know.
Yeah, then just disable it if it looks worse. That's weird.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just, you know.
Okay. I mean, yeah, that's just it's one thing. So just turn it off. Yeah, it's one just one thing that got me disabling.
Omar Apollo released an EP. last Friday?
No, he didn't.
See, it's a 4-song EP.
I follow him. It didn't come up on the notifications. Hold on.
I didn't listen to it, but I saw it was
there. Oh, he did. Live For Me. Mm-hmm. When? It wasn't. Was it Friday morning? Morning.
I don't know about morning. It was Friday.
Oh.
I haven't listened to it yet, but and also I haven't heard Drake's because it's an hour and a half. You can talk about that if you wanted to.
That is true. I did listen to For the Dogs. Same kind of issue I had with what's it called, Scorpion Brian? Like the two-sided, the one that was like 3 hours or whatever, where it had like an A side and a B side. It's a picture of him, black and white, looking straight. It's Scorpion, right?
Scorpio,
whatever. Yeah, I think it's too long, man. Like, you have a lot of tracks on here. Like, I think some of them need to be cut. An hour and a half, and my biggest takeaway from
Scorpion.
Scorpion, gotcha. But For All the Dogs is editing, cutting. There's stuff where I'm like, this is taking too long, or like section, like some verses I'm like, why are we doing this? There's a he has a song with Bad Bunny on it
again.
Mm-hmm. But this one, and again, he tries to do Spanish. This is the worst one yet. Like, it sounds so bad.
At least with the original one, they knew when to cut him off so that it would be unbearable. Like, his part is still solid.
Because it was part of the chorus. You're talking about Mia, right?
He has a verse.
In Spanish?
In the chorus. Yeah.
Oh, well.
He starts the song.
Same with his track here. He starts the song in Spanish, and then he goes, one of the verses is in Spanish, and then he goes to like an English verse, and then Bad Bunny's verse, and then the song ends. That first Hispanic verse, cut that out. Because I did not like that at all. It didn't sound right. It looked like he was reading off a piece of paper and looking at Bad Bunny to confirm he's saying it right as he's recording. He's like, whatever, and then look at him. Yeah, okay, next line. Like, it doesn't sound. It doesn't. There's no flow there.
I still think Tory Lanez is out of the rappers going Spanish. I think Tory Lanez is still probably the better one.
Sure.
With him and Ozuna.
Yeah, but his is masked because of the instrumental. I don't know if that makes sense. Like, if you just take out the instrumental and just listen to him say it, it's still not as great. But because you're jamming, because that instrumental is like a party stuff, you're like, okay, yeah, I get it. Where this track is the same thing, where it's like, there's not a party, it's not a party beat until Bad Bunny kicks in. So it's him saying seven smash, and I'm like, please, please. And this goes out to you too, Abel. Stop with the Spanish. Please stop.
He was the one that hadn't done it after everybody was doing it. I'm like, in my head, I'm like, I'm the one to do it.
Yeah.
You know? And then he did it with, I think, I don't know if there was a Leo one was first or the one with, is it?
The Maluma one, yeah.
And I was like,
why? The Rosalia one's tolerable. The Maluma one, I cannot.
The Rosalia one, honestly, I'm still surprised she didn't go with Romeo for that. Because they almost sound identical.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Except he speaks Spanish.
Oh, maybe they have beef or something. You know, people have beef for whatever reason, dude. I'm sure they might have beef. Who knows? Anywho. What was I talking about? Oh, for the dogs. Drake. Again, I had it like, for me, it was way too long. An hour and a half, and like, the problem is when it's an hour and a half and not everything is just like excellent, then it becomes a problem. But it was an hour and a half, and I think I liked a few. Let me just not guess. I can tell you exactly how many I liked, right? Excuse me. There's a couple on here that were really nice tracks, but I'm like, that's not right. Did I not heart a single one? I think I just added it to my playlist for 2023 and I didn't heart a single one. That's real bad. For me, I mean. Let's take a look. Am I even... What is going on?
Dude, are you even...
Am I even... Okay, I did. I was going to say, dude. Yeah, I didn't heart a single one, but I put some in my 2023 playlist to see if any... Like, these are the ones that might grow on me. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's, what is that, 2, 4, 5 of them. One of them is one featuring Bad Bunny, and the other one's featuring Chief Keef, because, of course. So, that one, I'm like, okay.
I didn't know he was on the fucking album.
Yeah, it's called All the Parties.
I'm just real upset that no one added me that song specifically. I think I might be mad.
Oh, my bad. The one that I think I added you on was the Gently one, right? Oh, no, it was for it was for something else, I think.
You said gently. I think it was gently. And let me see.
But yeah, here's one. It's...
Wait till you get to gently track and then you put lol.
Yeah, because it's you're going to laugh at how bad the Spanish is.
Oh, it's that.
Yeah. But I'm
upset that no one told me about Chief Keef being on it.
That's my fault because no one else is listening to... No one we know listens to Drake like me and you do. So like
yeah, I got other friends that listen to Drake like that though.
Oh okay, then okay, it's not just
and me. Still no, and they know
and nobody said that's wild.
And they know,
but Chief Keef's on it. The ones that I ended up potentially liking is Drew a Picasso. What Would Pluto Do? All the Parties, which is the Chief Keef one. 8 a.m. in Charlotte.
Assume What Would Pluto Do? As in Pluto the dog, not the planet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, both. I think there's lines in there that's both. Again, he's jump. He I think it's like a double entendre thing. You'll when you listen to it, you'll see. And then 8 a.m. and gently. And there's the ones where I'm like, okay, these are some nice hits that I think are nice hits. Oh, I'm missing one. There's one with J. Cole. Called First Person Shooter. And oh, I missed some of them. Calling for You with 21 Savage and First Person Shooter with J. Cole. Also cool tracks. Again, none of them I added to my library yet, but we'll see if they grow on me.
Everybody knows when Drake puts out a song, it's a specific time in a specific place, it's most likely going to be good.
Yeah. It's one of those where he's just barring. Like,
when he's 3 a.m. on the moon, you know that song is going to...
And it's exactly that. It's the same trend where that song is just like, okay.
As long as you know at some time he's something, it's going to hit. It could be like 12. It could be 12 a.m. and pregnant. And it's like, all right, Drake, W.
I mean, I just gave me a playlist idea. I'm just going to get all of his tracks and put them in the order of the time and then just run it. And then just play it and see if it's how it flows. That's funny.
There you go.
That's kind of my review. It's a lot more Drake. There's like Brian mentioned, that type of track with the 8 a.m. in Charlotte. There's some traps, like high energy stuff. There's some lower. Oh, and another gripe, Drake. I don't mean to offend here, but stop with the singing. There's some tracks where I'm like, this would have been good if someone else sang and you just did the bars, right? And there's, I forgot which one it was. There's one that he was singing a bunch and then he goes into rap mode, and I'm like, okay, I'm digging the verses, but the singing, nah, man. I don't know. Especially because you know so many good singers and stuff, like, just swap them in there, dude. Give them the tag in, dude. You know? That's just me.
Unrelated. It's music related, but you remember how, you know how my running bit is that I need Omar Apollo to drop so that Frank Ocean can drop?
I need to listen to this EP. I didn't know he dropped it. So
apparently it's been rumored that they've been dating.
Oh, what the hell? So he might be helping with, like, with music productions or maybe writing?
And this was apparently a year ago, though. I don't know.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm hoping.
Imagine a duet album? No, we're not ready for that. This planet's not ready for that.
Apollo Ocean?
Oh. Frank Apollo. Omar Ocean, dude, the double O's.
Yeah, Frank Omar.
Yeah. And they can call it 007. It's like 7-track EP, and it's just them just bodying a project.
Ocean at the Apollo.
Okay.
Everybody's like that. Wet. That's yeah. That's why. I don't usually subscribe to these ships or anything like this because I don't really care what the hell celebrities do, but I approve of this if that's the real.
Yeah, that's dope. I hope it's going well. If it is,
and you know, part of me is starting to put two and two together because remember that one song Frank Ocean released of him singing in Spanish?
Yeah.
Who wrote that for him or helped him write it?
Yeah, it might have been him. Yeah, that'd be dope.
People were saying Evergreen sounds a lot like a Frank Ocean song, to which I've said that out loud.
We said that when we were reviewing it when the project dropped. Last year? Yeah, last year.
I don't even know who I am.
What? But I was like, forget the fucking date or time. I don't know what my name is. Yeah. What year is it? That's all I have. Oh, no. Tinashe dropped an EP run. You got to listen to it.
Okay.
Oh, did I share it on music? There's a new artist that I found because TikTok and put me onto it. Let me double check.
Gold?
Yes, Gold. It's by Chloe Soul or something like that. And it's just straight soul R&B. Consistent, that energy. And it's really nice. I couldn't sing any of them for you or anything like that, but it's just very chill R&B. You know, come bad at it. Very chill R&B and stuff. I highly recommend that, dude.
What's her name? Chloe what? I could just click the fucking thing about that.
Yeah, I think it's something Soul. Cleo Soul or something?
Cleo Soul.
Yeah.
Stinky bitch. Yeah. I saw this. I was going to listen to it from the cover and I didn't.
I mean, I give it a shot. It's like 7 tracks, I think, or 8.
Your name's familiar, too. Do I know her?
And then just check those out. That's a pretty cool project.
She has another project this year, too.
The second one? Oh, okay.
Apparently came out before that one.
Oh, I only heard Cold. I haven't heard Heaven.
Came out September 15th, and then Gold is September 29th.
So within two... Was she trying to be Nelly?
She dropped... They're not the same songs, are they?
Check. Maybe one of them's like a deluxe edition. Oh, okay. Okay. We already spoke about Sanchez last week, right?
Yeah.
That's it. Tinashe's I listened to was pretty cool. Drake's was all right with some of the tracks. And the Cleo Soul one was an interesting listen.
Did you ever listen to the Terrace Martin ones that I mentioned?
No. Then you just send me the links again. Or okay, I can just look it up.
You still have Tidal, right?
Yeah.
Send you a Tidal link.
Spotify hasn't dropped their premium or whatever. Spremium or whatever the hell they're going to call it. The premium, I think it was.
That's what it is, like the pizza.
Yeah. We'll see. If they do come through with some hi-fi stuff, we'll see. And at the price, too, depending on the price.
It's $20. It's the same as Tidal, I think.
Oh, okay. Well, it depends, because Tidal has a max level now. That's, I think, 25 or like 30 or something.
But is that what I have?
And it gives you the master.
Oh, then that's what I have.
The 30, the max one?
I want masters.
Okay. Then, yeah, that's the max. It's called max subscription or something like that.
Let me see. I'm looking at my subscription.
Okay.
No, I have Hi-Fi Plus.
Yeah, that's, I don't think that's a, well, you can open up title and go to the title and check your quality that you can play. There's, if you don't have it, it'll be, one of them will be grayed out.
Why?
If you go to open up title, go to the settings, I think streaming, and then go to the playback like quality. If you have max, you should be able to go to the highest. If not, you'll have one that says max and it's grayed out.
I'm on max right now.
And it's like yellow text.
Yeah.
Oh, then you have, yeah, that's the one you're talking about.
So Hi-Fi Plus. Yeah, that's the one I have.
Okay. Sick.
Yeah, I want waves. And I also, I don't have the thing to support it, but I would like to be able to do Atmos stuff. I don't think it's going to be something that sticks around. Like, I don't think Atmos is going to be the norm, but it's just something that I think would be fun to listen to and fun to work on.
Maybe not music, but that is here to stay for movies. I can tell you that now.
For movies, yeah, but I mean, like, to be like the new norm for
Music production,
production, or like as a consumer and as working on it, I think they're just like the way someone would collect cassette, someone can sit around in a little portable Atmos setup and experience things.
I think what you're looking for is niche.
There you go, thank you. Niche,
the niche audience here.
So, yeah, Hi-Fi Plus is $20, so it's the same price.
Okay, cool. We'll
if see. Wave is Wave. Maybe I'll switch the sequel. Switch again.
Mm-hmm. Same. Like, it's because Spotify has a lot of cool integrations, like with Discord and stuff, that I'm like, if they're adding just better quality, I'm like, dope. They have, like, the AI playlist stuff that they're going to add to, like, the mixing for recommendation.
Things playlist is what I also had.
Yeah, like, in. That's, and I think that's also AI generated, or, like, generative AI to help be like, oh, he likes this and this and this, let's make him a mix here. And I'm like, that'd be dope to fuck around with.
What's funny is that... like in terms of integration, Tidal is so far behind that it's a good thing, because I can stream Tidal and play songs on Discord and no issue. You could jam with me by me doing that.
Say that one more time.
So you know, like if you try to stream Spotify, like the way you could stream a game in Discord, it'll be like, oh no, you can't.
Gotcha.
Tidal is so 2000 that I could stream you Tidal playing music.
And it is, and doesn't give a shit. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's pretty good too. And it also has like the live, like you can make a radio sessions. Station. Yeah, like you can just start up a session, and do like a live radio thing. So like, oh, just vibe with me, and the people can just join in and listen to whatever you're playing.
I think they have to have a subscription though.
Oh, okay.
I think that I can't confirm.
Perhaps. I mean, they could probably get away with just free users join, and then the people listening will get ads as you're just playing automatically. Like the people who
stream it to them on Discord.
Yeah, that'll be our pirate way of doing it. But I mean, like people who have a subscription don't get any ads just thrown at them, and the people who do, who don't pay for it, get some ads occasionally. And that's the model at this point. Hey, you can get it for free, but you get ads, and then you don't want ads? Here's some premium. So that's just the way the world works.
Or just limit the quality that they get from joining in. You know what I mean?
That's true. Like just cap it at 64 or something. Something real low. And they're gonna be like, hey, it sounds weird. Well, if you pay for premium, you'll get to hear color. It's like, what? All right. I think that's it for the music, right? That's all I did a lot of consuming this week, that's why I'm having trouble remembering what the hell I consumed.
I've been slacking to my music backlog. I added like 5 or so albums I need to listen to.
There's already been a bunch of marketing hype. Bad Bunny drops this Friday, so that's gonna be another listen. But I think it's gonna be a lengthy one too. And that's another thing. You keep it under an hour, peeps. Like quality over quantity, right? That's just me though. I think that's it for the music stuff. Oh, what else? Movies, I think I already talked about. Yeah, the Wes Anderson films. What's happening here? Boop, boop. He said plus. What does plus mean?
What?
You put plus.
That's my mute button.
Okay.
On my 10 key thing, my plus is my mute and unmute. So I guess I accidentally hit enter.
Got it. It was weird because you were just standing up away from your keyboard and it's like, oh, he messaged Brian. It says plus. I'm like, hacked.
I played Lamplighters League, but I'm going to play it a little more before I have an opinion.
You gonna play more?
Yeah.
Say that one more time, sorry.
I played Lamplighters League.
Like, that's what it was, Lamplighters. I'm like, why does that sound familiar? You're talking about the XCOM game, got it.
Yeah, but I want to play more of it before I have an opinion.
I was going to say, because I've seen, it's on Game Pass, like, so I was going to try it and stuff, but I was going to try it, but then I'm like, I already have stuff in the backlog, so once I finish either Phantom Liberty or Mirage, I'll probably download that. That's a...
The Game Pass version as of right now apparently is really buggy.
Oh, but great.
But they're working on, apparently, pretty actively working on patching.
Then hopefully it'll be patched up by the time I want to start it. All right, then I guess we'll ask you next week to see how you're liking it. Gunbrella.
Nice. I still need to do Resident Evil 4 DLC and Dead Space.
Same for both. I ordered
Spider-Man 2.
Oh, thank you. That comes out soon.
Next week.
Same with Alan. No, is it? Oh, it is. You're right. Yeah, you're right. It's next Friday.
Fuck.
What was I going to say? Same with Alan Wake. I think Alan Wake comes out next week.
You getting it?
Yeah, probably. Just to literally look at the visuals.
Because
it looks really... I'm lying. I already confirmed there's a character from Control in the game. So I'm like, same universe, let's get it. It was already confirmed in the Control, but I'm like, shh, I can make an appearance, right?
Being the director,
that's the real reason I'm playing it. I'm like, I can be the director of the Federal Bureau of Control, might make an appearance. That's me. I might make an appearance. So I'm like, I got to make sure I play it.
Especially, I just remember the story. I remember just being let down with the story, but the game was so fun.
Gameplay is so king, and that game was just... That combat is, yeah, shooting the stuff, chucking shit at people. Like, I think it was so satisfying in that.
It gave me, like, a... It felt like a more action-y Mass Effect, but with the Souls mechanic of, like,
Yeah, like the bonfires. The safe, yeah. The safe fire.
I mean, we had the gun, which is whatever, which is typical, like, third-person shooter, but then you had, like, the biotic abilities as well, kind of. So that's what made it fun for me.
Gotcha.
No clue what the fuck they were talking about, most of it, but it's still interesting to see, experience.
It made more sense when I replayed it a bunch, and then the latest time, especially when I was trying to get all the achievements on the Steam version, replaying it and listening to them, like, okay, it more and more starts to make sense, the more you, because you know what's going to happen in the future, so you understand, like, oh, okay, so because of this, this is happening, that is happening, etc. And you understand what, like, all these items of power and stuff like that is, and you understand the astral projection stuff, and you're like, okay. It's starting to somewhat make sense.
You get here, getting things into control.
Huh?
You're able to control what you're listening to.
Yeah.
Everything's under control now, since you understand.
Correct. Now that I'm the director, so. Mm. And I got the swankiest suit. You get, like, two cool suits, like a blue one, and then if you get the secret with the cats, you get a golden version of it. It's cool.
I don't even remember any cats, so I guess I wasn't close to that.
Okay. It's like it's a room where, there's different things you can interact with, but nothing happens. Like a swinging, what's it called? Pendulum. You can move some stuff, and then there's like a room with a cat there and stuff. And I'm like, okay. And then I'm like, I went through it and I saw an achievement where I'm like, I don't know what the hell this is. So I looked it up. I'm like, oh, you have to do this and this and this and there. And I'm like, ah, okay. And it's like a particular thing, like set. You have to set the things that you can interact with in a specific state, and then hit a button, and then you get it. I'm not sure. I'm sure there's, like, hints and stuff on how to figure it out. I just did not see any. I did not figure it out. So I'm like, I have to look it up. Oh, man. And I just saw what you posted today with the Mikula DLC, the DLC for Elden Ring. I'm like, bet. Let's start off the year right with some fucking Elden Ring DLC.
That's also, if it's in February, it's going to be expensive.
What else is in February already?
Tekken
is, what else?
No, Tekken's January. I don't remember now. I already owned it, pre-ordered that too.
What else is in February? Besides
Under Night as well releases around that time.
Gotcha.
I think there's something else. Oh, that's when Hades Early Access starts.
That's what it was. I'm like, there's something huge that recently I sent you a thing for it. Yeah. which means that at VGAs we're gonna have gameplay video of it with more information of it. Yeah, for both.
But let me tell you something. I could be in the middle of installing Tekken because they came out, and it says Hades 2 Early Access available.
Cancel.
I'm pausing the download, and I'm and it's gonna stay there until I'm ready.
That's wild. I would hit cancel.
I might. I'm trying not to think too rash.
Gotcha. Leave some room for potential wiggle room here, you know?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Leave room for potential more room, right?
Yeah.
I see you.
Let me tell you something. Don't talk to me. Hades is playable.
I can imagine you're like in the middle of helping someone move or something, like lifting up something up the stairs, and it's like you get the notification on your watch. You look at your watch, you're like, and you just drop whatever. It's like a piano or something. Mm-hmm. You drop it.
Someone's child.
Yeah. And just drop it and run. It's time to escape again there. I guess I don't know what's going to be the premise. I mean, you're there on purpose now. Spoilers. But.
Well, you're not playing as Zag. Remember, you're playing as his sister.
You're right. But where is she at? She's not in.
She's still with.
What is the what's place they're in?
Nyx. They're in Belize. No, they're in.
I'm in the picture.
No. They're in. Wow.
I'm forgetting all the names. Yeah, where are they at? Like, where his dad is doing the work. It's not Hades.
No, he's Hades.
He's Hades, but where are they at? There's a name for it. And I'm just completely blanking.
I'm getting real upset.
Like, yeah, like, am I even a fan? Fake fan art. I mean, we said we liked Hades, but we do not, apparently. That's insane. All I remember is Elysium. The thing that keeps coming in my mind is... There's Asphodel. That's where the Snakehead is at. Okay. What's the one before that? He's not the first boss.
The Snake? No, it's the second. The first one is still where you're trying to break out of.
Yeah, where Meg is at.
Yeah, with their sisters.
Yeah. No.
Is that Tartarus?
Thank you. It's Tartarus. Because it's Tartarus, Asphodel, Elysium, and then above...
The surface.
The surface. Thank you. I'm like, what is going on, Tartarus? It's a good thing we just literally sweated for 2 minutes trying to remember something we supposedly like. That's insane.
That hurt.
But yeah, we just got caught in 4K. Anyway, I think that's all I got. Unless you guys have anything else. That's it. All right. I'll probably be playing some more Mirage this week. That way I can give you like a full... thoughts right now. I'm still at the beginning, so couldn't tell you. I might see if I could just buckle down and finish Liberty, Phantom Liberty, but we'll see, because I gotta start planning for Extra Life as well. So I gotta make the vid that I can share on the socials like I did last time.
You should that, and you should the same way you have a form for the games, so have a form for questions for the what's it called.
Well, I was going to sit down and just make questions for you.
For me to ask?
For me to ask you. That's what I'm saying. I still got to prep for, like, interview questions. It's just going to be 10, obviously. It's only 10 wings, so.
I got to figure out what the hell to ask.
I mean, it's what...
Go
but, yeah. And I'm already, like, weeping because it's so hot. I'm gonna do so bad. I'm going to do, like, the first two and be like, that's it. And your brother's going to be like... Gotta eat more, bud.
I'm dead inside, so yeah. I don't know. I don't. In my mind, I'm expecting the first one to make my anus collapse.
And we haven't even really. The context here, we're doing Hot Ones wings for people who don't. We just went into like our assholes collapsing, and they're like, "What is going on?"
I don't know if you're hiding it or not.
No, for this charity, we're gonna do a live on the charity, so make sure to donate. But we'll more videos. More info will come up soon. I gotta do the recording and edit and stuff.
Are they gonna be serious questions, you think? Or are you gonna make them like.
I don't know. Well, when I sit down and sound like, okay, I gotta make these questions for Brian, we'll see. I might make just a pool of them and just pick randomly. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? So we'll see. They can be all goofy if you want. I don't mind.
I'm just trying to match whatever that you're doing.
I don't know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna sit down, write it, and then I can't let you know what it is. It has to come at you like while the burn is happening. Well, maybe not burning of you, but like you might be like not phased at all and be able to handle it. Whatever question you ask me, I'm gonna be like overloaded. I'm gonna be like sweating profusely, right? And I'm have to figure it out. So that's it. What's up, Brandon?
Yeah, you said that. So
I don't think he said it.
I saw his thing come up, so that's why I was asking. That's all. Anyway, that is it. Randolph, do you have anything else?
Yeah, but it wasn't
to wrap up here or
no.
Okay. That was an abrupt no right there. Mm-hmm. He got tired of everyone's BS. So he said no.
What's up, dude?
And with that, that's it. Oh, what's up?
Yeah, I was just playing.
I was just gonna say I don't think I said it like that.
I'm sweating right now. That's how hard you said no. Look. Anyway, with that, we'll come back next week. Thank you for watching, listening, liking, submitting. That's it. Bye.